Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we conclude our four-part series counting down the very best film music of the past year, moving from number 5 to number 1 on the program, and we kick things off with a score from Randy Newman, written for the underrated animated film Monsters University, Pixar's sequel to Monsters Incorporated. The score is really wonderful, kind of pays homage to Elmer Bernstein in its sprightly college comedy style. It's a lot of fun stuff. He doesn't really reprise many themes from the original Monsters, Inc. score, but comes up with a lot of new material, which serves the new tone of this film quite well. Let's take a listen now to music from Randy Newman, written for Monsters University. Fine music written for the film Monsters University. Coming in at number 4 on the list, we have another score for an animated film. This one from Japanese composer Joe Hisaishi, written for Hayao Miyazaki's The Wind Rises. A beautiful and charming score, which definitely pays homage to Nino Rota on quite a few occasions. Lovely stuff anchored by a terrific main theme. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful work from Joe Hisaishi, written for The Wind Rises. Next up, the legendary John Williams provides us with number 3 on our list, his music for the film The Book Thief. This is a beautiful score, one which is rather reminiscent of Williams' work on Angela's Ashes back in the late 1990s, but by no means a ripoff of that. Really wonderful music and some gorgeous themes. Another demonstration that Williams is not losing his touch as he's in his 80s. We continue now with our countdown of the very best film music of the past year. Number 3, John Williams' The Book Thief. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're counting down the very best film music of the past year on the program today. At number three on our list was John Williams' score for The Book Thief, which we just featured. Now time to move along to number two, a score from the very talented Abel Korzeniowski, who previously wrote a very fine score for a movie called A Single Man back in 2009. This year, he scored a couple of movies, did nice work on a film called Escape from Tomorrow, but the one that we're honoring is the score that he wrote for Romeo and Juliet, the 2013 version of that particular tale starring Haley Steinfeld. Let's take a listen now to some of this gorgeous, lush music. Thank you. That's music written for Romeo and Juliet by Abel Korzeniowski. A wonderful score, and it really was a tough call for the number one slot between that fine score and the music written by Stephen Price for Alfonso Cuarón's Gravity, which ultimately takes the top place on our list. This score has such a huge impact on the film itself. Much of the movie really doesn't have a lot of dialogue, so music and sound design, and along with the staggering visuals, of course, carry so much of the story. And the score here, it's smart, challenging, sometimes beautiful, sometimes uplifting, sometimes terrifying, but always very, very effective, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where Stephen Price's career goes from here. Without further ado, the best score of 2013, Stephen Price's Gravity. I hope you've enjoyed the program and that you'll join us again next time. I'll be back at you later.